I've been unfaithful, yes, I've been untrue. Still thou hast loved me, O merciful Lord. Lord, I'm unworthy to be called thy son. Lord, I'm unworthy to be called thy son. Years I have wasted so long and undone, weeping, repenting, a beggar I come. Lord, I'm unworthy to be called thy son. Tears fill my eyes now, and I bow my head, knowing for me thy life's blood thou didst shed. Yet I have drifted, thy way I did shun. Lord, I'm unworthy to be called thy son. Lord, I'm unworthy to be called thy son. Years I have wasted, so lost and undone, weeping, repenting, a beggar I come. Lord, I'm unworthy to be called thy son.
Somebody wants us to sing Light at the River. It's pasted in some of the books or stuck in them. Light at the River, $4.95 is on a little sheet.
$4.95. Maybe on the back.
There is a river we must pass over when life's sun goes. There'll be a light for me at the crossing, guiding me to my home of sweet rest. There'll be a light for me at the river, guiding my soul across the dark foam, down through the shadow. Jesus, my life will carry me home. Soon I shall reach the brink of the river, where the chill waters murmur their song. Nothing can harm me, nothing alarm me, while I am sailing across to my home. There'll be a light for me at the river, guiding my soul across the dark foam, down through the valley, past the dark shadow. Jesus, my life will carry me down by the river. Soon I'll be standing, bidding farewell to friends on the shore, sailing with Jesus onto that land where He is the light that shines evermore. There'll be a light for at the river, guiding my soul across the dark foam, down through the valley, past the dark shadows. Jesus, my light will carry me home.
306.
Thank you.
396.
Precious memory of an angel sent from somewhere to my soul. How they linger ever near me, and the sacred past unfold. Home to stay when she. my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. Oh,
oh, who will come?
No pain, no tears, no sorrow, no despair. For in that home of peace and love, our loved ones always there. Oh, who will come and go? Destroy, and all the path through. that shall I him adore. Destroyed shall be my sin and fear, and I cast down no more. And I cast down no more. And I cast down no more. Destroyed shall be my sin. Once from my poor sin-sick soul, Christ in every burden roll. Now I walk redeemed and whole, and in hand with Jesus.
First order of business is to thank God for this beautiful day that He has provided for us. We thank Him that we have a desire to come and meet once again to worship and praise His name. We've got a lot of aches and pains and worries that we have about us, and I can think of no better place to bring those problems than to the throne of grace of God. Since we've last met, dear old elder from Mount Airy passed away, Elder Johnny Belton, pastor of a couple of churches there in Mount Airy, some on top of the mountain. I ask that you remember his family in your prayers. There's a lot of sicknesses around that we need the strengthening of God. and we need the prayers of those we love. We ask that you remember each and every one that we might mention, or those that we don't know. We are thankful that God knows who it stands in need. Awful good to see Brother Tim back with us today. The Lord has certainly been with him, I believe, in his during his operation, and thankful that he's able to get out and be amongst us once again. It's good to see all of y'all here this day. I trust we've come for one purpose, and that's to lift up his name. This is our communion homecoming day, and it's good to see each that's come out for that. We'll have regular service in the morning. We'll stop for lunch and then have communion later. Is there anyone that has a prayer concern that we need to know of? Everybody's healthy, and you know anybody that's in need of prayer? The storms in Alabama and on up into Virginia even have been devastating. I can't imagine what those people are going through. The tremendous loss of life, loss of property. It has to be an awful experience. We certainly need to remember all those. It's a tragic thing they're having to go through, and they're dealing with floods on up into Illinois and places like that. I want to remember them. We're experiencing some oddball weather, and it's taking a toll on the United States. And we a lot of times we turn our back on God and then get mad at it when stuff like this happens. And I think times like this, we need to realize that we need to be on our knees in prayer and ask him to bless this country once again, as he has so many times in the past. Be in prayer for this country and for its leaders, that they may follow his precepts.
Brother, we have a friend that drug golf course and died on operating day yesterday. He's 50 years old. So he was a member of the Harris family.
And one of my grandchildren's dad was still called us to have eye surgery. They didn't have cancer.
Keith, you have a song we sang.
118.
Stand and stand and rest your legs if you have a mind to. I'd like to ask Brother Nathan Gillespie from Julian Hill to come and introduce in his own way and manner by word of prayer, if you would. Thank you.
I need the prayers of those I love while traveling on life's rugged way, that I may true and faithful be and live for Jesus every day. I want my friends to pray for me, to bear my tempted soul above, of those I love to help me in each trying hour, to bear my tempted soul to him, that I may keep me by his power. I want my friends to pray for me, to soul above, and intercede with God for me. I need the prayers of those I love. I want my friends to pray for me, to hold me up on wings. that I may walk the narrow way, kept by my Father's glorious grace. I want my friends to pray for me, to bear my tempted soul above, and intercede with God for me. I need the prayers of those I love.
Good. We'll be with you.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Lord, for this another day that thou hast made for us, Lord. Dear Lord, that we could get up and come out once again to this place, dear Lord, that we have the health to get out and about and enjoy life, Lord. Lord, that thou hast richly blessed us far beyond what we've ever deserved in life, Lord. That thou, Lord, has kept us safe, Lord, from the storms of this life. Lord, we pray that thou be with those that are sick and afflicted, those that have lost loved ones, those battling with problems that we may not know of, Lord. We pray, dear Lord, that thou would be with each one of them, Lord. Lord, realizing that thou knowest every problem that thy children have, Lord, that thou are acquainted with all groceries and troubles, Lord, that Lord, that thou knowest all about us, Lord, that thou knowest our thoughts afar off. Lord, realizing that thou hast richly blessed us, Lord, and realizing, dear Lord, that thy word teaches, Lord, that thy grace is sufficient for us, Lord, that thou will always be with us. Lord, that thou hast promised to never leave us nor forsake us, but to go with us even until the end. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this church service that's gone on so far. Dear Lord, we pray that thou would continue to be with us through the preaching hour, Lord, that thou would bless Brother Gleason, Lord, that he may speak these things and be comforting unto thy people and glorified unto thy name. Lord, that thou might lift him up, dear Lord, loosen his mouth, Lord, that he may speak these things. Dear Lord, that would be comfort unto us, Lord, that Lord, that thou would open up the scriptures unto him, Lord, that it would come, Lord, that thou would bless him to speak these things, Lord. Realize, Lord, that thy spirit, Lord, has to be present, dear Lord, with us, Lord, that thy word teaches, Lord, that we're two or three together in my name, I will be in the midst, Lord, that Lord, that we long to feel thy spirit this morning at this place, Lord, we pray, dear Lord, that thou would be with us. Lord, we thank you for this time that has been set aside for the communion, Lord, that realizing that the Lord in the Bible speaks of these things, that we should set these things aside, and as long as we do these things, as many times as we do these things, that we would keep thee in remembrance, Lord, of all that you've done for us, that thou sent thy Son to die on the cross for our sins, Lord, and paid it all that we owed, Lord, that we could not pay, Lord, that we were without what it took, Lord, to do the job, Lord, that thou sent thy Son to die for thy people, Lord. We thank you for these things, Lord. We thank you for thy truth that thou hast left with us, Lord, and thy promises, Lord, that thou that these things strengthen us, Lord, and that we find strength in these things. Lord, we thank you for all that you do for us. We pray that thou would go with us daily and forgive us, dear Lord, for many sins or many shortcomings, Lord, and all that we better pray for. Dear Lord, pray that thou would make up and give. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Appreciate that prayer. I failed to mention I've also lost a couple cousins the past couple weeks that ask you to remember them in your prayers also, if you would. Talking about the storms and the southeast and how bad they are. For purpose of example, and I don't want to minimize the loss of life and the people that were injured and the terrible damage that's been done, But just for a moment, if you could think about just the loss of property. That's what we see on the news. We don't see any of the coffins, and we don't see the people in the hospital. We see the devastation that the camera spans across the horizon, and we see nothing but piles of lumber and upside down cars. And there's no comparison with that to the loss of life, and I don't want you to misunderstand. But I want to identify with the loss of property, what we see on the news, for just a moment. And if no one had been injured, it's still a sad situation to see that everything that these people had worked for, their efforts, had been destroyed. And it was not selective. It was cheap little rundown houses and big expensive houses and big stores and little stores and little communities and big neighborhoods. And it was all gone in a matter of seconds. And we see how fragile our daily life really is and how quick it can change. And I can't believe anybody could look at the news and say, what would I do if that happened to me? But what I want to use that as an example for is a conclusion that I've come to, is all these things that you can see that are now gone. You hear people say in a word that that's not that important. These things that we can see that I thought meant a whole lot to me doesn't really mean that much to me, but the things that they could not see, they still had. They still had a belief. They still had the opportunity to thank God for sparing their lives. They still had their faith. And I hope that we here never have to go through what they went through. But I do want you to know how important the things that we can't see really are. We base our lives on things that we have, and we base our value on things that we can see. If I've got a fancier car than you have, then I'm just a little bit better than you are. If my house has another floor, then I can get up there and look down on you. And vice versa, you're supposed to be able to look up to me. That's how we value our things, and I want to use what they ended up with was the things that they can't see. Everything that they could see was gone, and now they have what's really important. And as we gather here today, we are connected by something. We're connected by blood, or we're connected by church membership, or by our faith. And since it is homecoming or communion today, I want to use this meeting place as an example of how we can go back to the original saints that felt a need to establish a place to worship on these grounds. I want you just for a moment to consider, and I looked on the sign out there, and this church was established 115 years ago. I want you to try in your mind to consider the times and the conditions 150 years ago and ask yourself, what were they thinking? What were they thinking? Did they want to build a place that was bigger than their neighbors? Did they want to put to shame the churches down the road and we'll have something that's fancier than them? We can have something that'll make everybody else say, I'm going to go there because that's a whole lot nicer. Or did they just want a place that they could meet together to express their faith that was warm in the wintertime and keep the rain off of them whenever it was raining and keep the bears away from them? What did they have in their mind? And when we look around and when you think of church, and I asked you, what do you believe in a church? And when you see the church, you naturally look around at things you can see. And most of us can pick out a church from a mile away. It may be just a little storefront. It may be a little wooden shed that hadn't been painted in a long time. Or it may be some great cathedral that's got spires that go all the way to the sky and it's made out of glass and chrome. But we can identify what a church looks like because we go by what we see. But what do you see in a church? You go by on a Sunday morning, you see people congregating at a particular place that they go every week. And you might see familiar faces, but they're going in and they're all connected together for some reason. Usually between 10 and 11 o'clock on Sunday mornings. And you'll see these people going in there, and you'll see families going in. You'll see people going in that are cousins, and they're all brothers and sisters in Christ. That's what we see. That's what that church is to us, is the things you look out and see, and you